if I could ever do one of those things, I would love it. I can't, I'm going to let you teach me how to play the dulcimer sometime. Ladies and gentlemen, a wonderful folk and inspirational music group from down in the Tampa area. Please welcome to start the morning, Simple Gifts.
The way you can tell who your friends are by the ones that are willing to get up and come out here first thing in the morning and listen, let us sing to you, share some music together. It says in the program, Inspirational Instrumentals, we are playing instruments and we do hope to inspire, and we're going to do a lot of singing for you too. And we're going to open with the first tune today will be one that I wrote called Open Your Heart. That's something the festival will do for you, too.
I walked by myself, I wrestled with fear. I stood in the darkness, all alone, no one near. Till I heard the sweet sound of your voice in my ear. Whisper softly, remember, dear one, I'm always here. I'm as close as a kiss of the wind on your cheek, just as near as the beating of your heart. My love always surrounds you, yes, I'm always near. Speak my name, dear, and open your heart. I awoke in my dreams and found you were there. I tremble like a leaf to see how much you really care. And I think of what it means to be walking by your side, and all the blessed gifts received while looking in your eyes. I'm as close as a kiss of the wind on your cheek, just as near as the beating of your heart.
Time to introduce the band. An award-winning group it is. So on my right here we have our buddy Pete Scalzo from Spring Hill. All right.
Yay!
The paid fan club back there. On the far end, speaking of awards, I know you'll have a hard time finding her down there, but Kin Hum, our fiddle, banjo, and hammer dulcimer player, too. I don't know if she's bringing out her dulcimer this weekend, but took second place yesterday in the fiddle contest. Rustic. And the member of the band I do sleep with.
Because no one else will.
Ray Bellinger, 4-time champion in hammer dulcimer in Florida.
And my lovely wife, who's so sweet, and who's a vocal champion in the state of Florida, Cheryl Bellinger, and an auto harp champion, as she so ably demonstrated in the last tune. So we're going to do another tune. It's a gospel tune, and it's one that, Jan Milner loves this one, and I'd love to have you join us in singing the chorus of this. It's called A Mother's Parting Words to Her Daughter, or By and By. And the chorus goes, by and by I'm going to see the king, by and by I'm going to see the king, by and by I'm going to see the king. Lord, I don't mind dying, I'm a child of God. So let's fill it up.
I do want to say one thing. I'm not going to mention any names, but there are those of you in the audience that will understand what I'm saying when I think of a dear friend when I'm singing this song this weekend.
That you might be able to reach your home on
Everybody.
And by, I'm gonna see the King. By and by, I'm gonna see the King. By and by, I'm gonna see the King. Lord, I don't mind dying, I'm just gone.
One more time, let's fill it up.
By and by, I'm gonna see the King. By and by, I'm gonna see the King. By and by, I'm gonna see the King. Lord, I don't mind dying, I'm a child of God.
Thank you, all you dear friends and people. We'll get you singing along a little bit more later, too. This next one, you're just going to have to hum along. Because true to the listing, this is a sacred instrumental. You might know the composer. You want to introduce this one, honey?
Jesu, Joy of Man's Desiring by Johann Sebastian Bach.
That's a good old folk tune.
Good old folk tune.
Pete says you can't get much older than that. Not out here this weekend, maybe.
No jokes about me now.
Okay.
It's not a short song.
I was going to say, it's not a short thing. Bad, bad humor up here.
All right.
Pete doesn't have a microphone, so many of you were spared the ugliness.
Let Cheryl introduce this tune, which she wrote.
Yes, we'll do another thing I did, and hopefully we'll get you singing along with this one as it moves along. It's really was inspired by an experience I had, a pretty exciting experience, so hope to get you all a little excited by the slow-burning love... Take it easy, Pete. Slow-burning love of God. I know it's hot out here anyway, folks, but what the heck. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
got the slow-burning love of God. I had a dream the other night, as real as it could be. Holy Spirit visited and brought a gift to me. A mighty wind, most powerful, caught me off my guard, and it fanned the flame in my heart. I've got the slow-burning love of God here inside, and this eternal flame illuminates tonight. I have found peace and joy. Message echoed from somewhere deep inside. Said, no need to worry and struggle, dear one, or search both far and wide. When you've got the slow burning love of God, I've got the slow burning love of God here inside. And this eternal drawn like a moth to the flame. I've got the slow burning love of God here inside, and this eternal flame illuminates tonight. I have found peace, and joy.
Thank you so much, folks. Is that it? One more?
Oh, one more.
Okay, great. We got time for our last tune. And this one is definitely a sing-along. What's that, Pete? Ken?
Pete? I'm Ken. That's
Ken.
Pete.
Okay.
Red hair, red teeth.
Hi, Ernie. How are you? Will you sign my banjo later? All right. Ernie taught me everything I know about banjo, and I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but I do it anyway.
And folks, let's just take this message with you and keep on the sunny side.
There There's a bright and a troubled side of life. There's a dark and a sunny side too. If we meet with the darkness and night, the sunny side we also may view. Remember, keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help us every day. It will brighten all the way if we keep on the sunny side of
Let's hear it, everyone, for Simple Gifts.
Thank you.
We'll be playing in the tower stage at 11:30. If you care to come listen to us in an air-conditioned building. Thank you.
11:30 at the Carrollton stage, at the Carillion. Okay, thank you very much, Ray. You guys did a great job. Well, what a way. Now we're getting folks out here now. That's wonderful. The music will bring them out of the woods every time. Load these chairs up. Breeze beginning to blow a little bit. What a great way to spend Sunday morning on the banks of the historic Suwannee at the 48th Florida Folk Festival. If you see any of the volunteers walking around, it's the ones in the blue shirt, either shake their hand or hug them, as the case may be. Tell them thank you, because these volunteers have been with us getting all this work done to make this a wonderful event, and we appreciate it, and please express to the volunteers the appreciation. Jackie, there's some other gospel music going on while Piccolotta's getting out here.
Yes, we have gospel music all day. The New River String Band plays mountain gospel music, and they'll play it at 1 p.m. at the Tower Stage right after the gospel music gets off here, so you just walk over there in the air conditioning. Also, the Back Porch Revival plays old-time gospel at 3:50 at the Azalea Stage, which is right behind the tower.
Outstanding. Pardon? Thought maybe you wanted to pick up an instrument and cut loose one there for a minute or two. It's been a wonderful event tonight. We'll wrap it up just about midnight here on this big stage when all the folks come together to say a fun to do for the 48th, and we hope you'll plan to spend the entire day. There are so many things going on. We have a kids' place this year that's really wonderful. There's some extra stages, like the stage at the in the Carillon. choked me on that one. That's air conditioned, and the auditorium has lots of activity going in it this year. So there are some extra places, and there have been lots of improvements. And I'd like to tip my hat to Ken and all the staff who went to work early to make this what has to be the best we've had to this point. I don't know whether you, yeah, that's right. Give them a big hand. Let's do it early and many times today. I don't know whether you folks remember Mama Maybell and the Carter family and all those folks from a long time ago. I know she can't remember it. And I see a lot of folks out there that can't remember it. But this is a group next to entertain you on this Sunday morning that does remember it. And in the true tradition of the Carter family and people that did that great four-part harmony, the Piccolotto Strings are here this morning to do folk music for us. They've been together for over 15 years. They're going to get the inspiration of the Sunday morning going. I want to remind you that the music of Piccolotto comes from a lot of different places, and these guys come from a lot of different places, and we'll let them do the introductions about where they're from and what they're about in just a moment or two. Band has been together for about 15 years, and they show it with some real great, tight, wonderful four-part harmony and traditional instrumentals. Please welcome to the stage of the 48th Annual Florida Folk Festival, the Piccolotto Strings.
Check, there we go.
Are we ready?
No, I don't have anything here.
You don't have...
Which might not be...
Check one. Test one, two.
Okay.
How about the drag box?
Need one more mic. We're getting it. While we're doing that and getting the other mic set up, I'll go back
just
a minute.
Our electronics wonderful.
Don't forget now, folks, if you haven't been here all weekend, we stretch all the way from the southern entrance down at White Springs, right at the river, all the way to our wonderful big stage up by Azalea Stage up at this area. And you can have lots of folk life exhibits. Great music, storytelling, picking sessions. You can't go very far without finding a stage where you have an opportunity to be entertained. Let me also just make a quick reminder, in addition to the folks who've set up the exhibits around the area to patronize them, but also our good friends from the Friends of Florida Folk over here that have the booth and all of the traditional wonderful stuff about Florida folk music, entertainment. They're the bellwether of Florida folk and the continuation, the propagation of wonderful Florida folk folklore and folk music. And it's entertaining just to walk by. A lot of tapes and things are on display, discs, CDs and tapes, pictures and books. So if you want to browse around the Friends of Florida Folk tent, you'll find lots of things to take home with you. Have I stretched it far enough? Is the rubber band's about to snap? Folks, yes. Once again, Piccolotto.
I am an orphan on God's highway. I share my trouble if you go my way. No, no mother.
No mother.
No father.
No father.
No sister. I've known kinship, pure and golden, the ties of kinship. I do not know them. I know no mother,
no mother,
no father,
no father,
no sister,
no sister, no brother.
I have an orphan girl, but when he calls me, I will be. God's table, I lose my mother,
no mother,
my father,
no father,
my sister,
no sister,
my brother. No more an orphan girl, so blessed Savior, make me willing, walk beside. Till I'm with them, be my mother,
my mother,
my father,
my father,
my sister,
my sister,
my brother, and no more an orphan girl, be my mother,
my mother,
my father,
my father,
my sister.
Can we get a little more bass, please?
Keeping in our orphan tradition, this is another Carter Family song.
It's one orphan to the next.
From one orphan song to the next.
Now we're going to change gender here.
Yeah. Yeah, let's make it a boy. This is an old Carter Family song. The Carters are known for mixing...
Metaphors,
mixing... songs, styles, and things, and taking mountain songs and adding some gospel lyrics to them and just kind of making a conglomerate of things and classifying it gospel, even though you may not consider it gospel.
You know, I really thought you were going to say taking copyrights. But...
Well, I wasn't going to get into it. It's Sunday morning. We don't need to be discussing the copyright infringement. Sad, lone voice that says, Papa and Mama are dead. It comes from the poor orphan child that must be clothed and fed. It comes from the poor orphan child that must be clothed and fed. It comes from the poor orphan child that must be cold and fed. Savior, lead them by the hand. Savior, lead them by the hand. Savior, lead them by the hand. Till they all reach that glittering sand. Till they all reach that cliff.
going to go right into another Carter Family song that I hope we can do right. I keep going to another song in the middle of this for some reason, so...
Parallel universe.
If Bill kicks me in the middle, maybe he'll jog me back into the right song.
I won't kick you in the middle, I'll kick you in the
kick
shin.
Me in the end, okay. Are we ready?
Its gem-set walls of jasper shine, not made by human hand. 100 miles its gates are wide, abundant entrance there. With 50 miles of elbow room on either side to spare. When the gates swing wide on the other side, beyond the sunset and sea, there'll be room to spare as we enter there. Room for you and room for me. For the gates swing wide on the other side, the flowers ever bloom. On the right hand, on the left hand, 50 miles. After singing all weekend, the voices are pretty well shot come Sunday morning. So
you haven't swallowed any gnats.
I haven't swallowed a gnat yet. That's true. The day's still young. We're going to close off with an old Appalachian burial hymn called Angel Band.
My latest sun is sinking fast. My race is nearly run. My strongest trials now are past. My triumph has begun.
bear my longing heart to him who bled and died for me, whose blood now cleanses all from sin and gives me victory. Oh, come, angel band, come and around me stand. Bear me away on your snowy wings to my immortal home. Bear me away on your snowy wings to my immortal home. Thank you. See y'all next year.
Thank you.
And for the Piccolotto Strings. Thank you, guys. Bring back memories of those great Appalachian songs of the Carter family and those folks. Great tight harmony, a lot of fun. The couple of events coming up here on the grounds we might mention to you, not in conjunction with the Folk Festival, but just later on, so you can come back again and get in the habit of being here. During July, on July 3rd, there's a big Independence Day celebration that starts on the evening of July 3rd, and it's going to be a lot of fun with that. And in August, there's a big second annual Collector's Day that takes place all day here on the ground. So you might mark a couple more summertime visits out to the Stephen Foster facility to get a chance to see what's going on at the Florida Folk Culture Center here and have an opportunity to become better acquainted with it. Because next year, number 49, and then there's the half-century celebration of the Folk Festival in a couple of years. The oldest in the nation, and it's by far the most prestigious and the one we all love the most, and we're delighted to have you with us this morning as we have Sunday morning on the Suwannee for the 48th Annual Florida Folk Festival. Jackie, what else is going on?
One of the great things about the Folk Festival is you get to hear both new and old talents together and separately. And today you have an opportunity to see one of the brightest new talents of the Folk Festival two times. Veronica Johnson sings old-time tunes, folk tunes, and original songs. She'll be singing today in the Shady Grove at 12:15 and at 2:35.
We've got a real treat for you next. I don't know whether you have had a chance to be exposed to hemlining or not. How many of you know what I'm saying when I say hemlining? It's not sewing, ladies. A couple of gentlemen who are the greatest examples that I've ever heard, and I was asking them backstage to compare it with the fasola that we remember from the old days, the note singing, and this even precedes that, of course. It's Troy Demps and Eddie Banks, who are the people who give us a great example of this hymn lining. You may have seen them on the grounds. They're from the Mount Pleasant Baptist Church down at Orlando and also from the Greater New Hope Church up in Atlanta. Mr. Demps has been hymn lining for 50 years, and he has with him Mr. Banks, who's his apprentice. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Troy Demps and Eddie Banks with some hymn lining.
Good morning. I'm Troy, and this is Eddie. And we're thankful to be here this morning. And we're going to, how many cities have familiar with hymn lining? I mean, we got to do it right. We'll have our first hymn will be an old familiar hymn lined by Eddie. And I told him since he was the apprentice, I want the people to see that we really rehearsed during those months that we had coming up. And our first line hymn will be Amazing Grace, lined by Eddie Banks.
Thank you. Before I line to him, I want to make one correction. I'm from Orlando, Florida, too. I wish I was in Atlanta. It's cooler up there. But I'm from Orlando. We're going to line him that's written by Minister John Newton, back in 1779. It's Come Me to Him, Amazing Grace, How Sweet the Sound, That Save a Wretch Like Me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relief. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see.
I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see.
'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved.
Was the grace that taught my heart to
did that grace appear the hour I first believed.
How precious
did
that grace appear the hour I first
toils and snares, I have already come
through many dangers, toils and snares.
Safe thus far, and grace will lead me home
till grace that brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home.
Thank you.
Thank you. And something I would like to say about Amazing Grace, this is African-American hemlining, but my mother said it was taught down through the years that this is the only hymn that we sang that we didn't change to our style. She said, "Original. This is the original way it was taught to us, and we've always sang it that way. I don't know why, but that's one we didn't. But all the others, we changed in some form." And
Our next hymn number 65. It's written by John Leland of 1804. It passed down through the generation. The day is passing gone. The evening shades appear. Oh, may we all remember well, the night of death draws near. We lay our garments by upon our beds to rest. So death will soon disrobe us all of what we here possess. The day is draws near. Oh, to rest.
Sleep, yeah.
And when our days are past and we from time removed,
and
when our days are past and we from time removed, may we in thy bosom rest, thy bosom of thy love.
Oh, oh,
may we
common hallelujah, meet at him. And the reason I'm lining on him, I don't want you to think that I put it all on my poor little old apprentice. But Eddie, I'm so thankful to have had Eddie for an apprentice, and he did so well until I just wanted him to line so he would feel comfortable lining him. Because one day, I hope, and I'm sure he'll be a master artist and have an apprentice of his own. Guide me, O thou great Jehovah, pilgrim through this barren land. I am weak, but thou art mighty. Hold me with thy powerful hand.
Guide me, O
fountain,
whence the healing waters flow.
Open now the crystal fountain whence the healing waters flow.
Let the fiery cloudy pillar lead me on my journey through.
Let the fiery cloudy pillow lead me on my journey through.
Strong deliverer, strong deliverer, be thou still my strength and shield.
Strong deliverer, strong deliverer, be thou still my strength and shield. Still my strength and shield,
Lord, revive us, Lord, revive us, all I am must come from.
Troy said next time he wanted me to help him. Next time I'm going to be out of town. That hymn lining is the is probably the oldest example of expressing our faith in a song that we know it predates the Fasola that we, many of us, remember from our youth. And it's a great, wonderful, inspirational type music. And Troy Demps, who's a 50-year veteran of doing it, and his apprentice, Mr. Banks, we appreciate them being here very much. Well, we're delighted to see all of you. It's a great weekend. It's been a wonderful 48th Florida Folk Festival with still about 12 hours to go, maybe a little more than 12, 13 hours, I guess. By the time we get wrapped up tonight after midnight and you guys that do all the technicians' work have to take everything down, it'll be tomorrow morning before you get out of here. Yes, but that's okay. We'll think about you as we sleep away tonight after we get out of here. So, how many of you spent the night here in the Stephen Foster Park? And a few over here, a few hearty souls. How many of you have been here all weekend with weekend tickets? Well, great. Those who are just out this morning, we're delighted to have you. There's lots of things, lots of great food, and there's two or three other events. Jackie, very quickly.
They're going to replay the multimedia tribute to Diamond Tooth Mary, who is our own, Florida's own, blues diva, this evening in the auditorium, which is air-conditioned if you get real hot, at 5 p.m., so make sure you get to see that if you didn't get to see it on Friday. Also, Shelley Harshberger, the storyteller, will be telling her...
performance. The
down near the very entrance toward the old marble stage, there's lots of great food down there if you start getting hungry, and then there's food all the way back up to the main stage and the auditorium stage, and you'll find food booths all over the ground, so there's no reason for anyone to go home hungry, thirsty, or unentertained over this weekend. And again, let me make one quick request of you. If you see one of our volunteers with a blue shirt walking around, walk up and give them a big hug. Say thank you, thank you, thank you for making it possible. Ladies and gentlemen, the Makeley family represents three generations of vocal harmony tradition. They have great yodeling techniques that include five-part harmony to a very original composition they do themselves. The music has descended down through more generations than any of them or any of us care to remember or can count. But the yodeling began well over 50 years ago with Mom Makeley. This talent's been passed down to children, to grandchildren, and they all join together now on stage to create a great, unique blend of family harmony. Please welcome the Makeley family.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
I hope you didn't all come because you read the program and saw we were doing old-time gospel. Because that's not that. Really what we do. What we do is we yodel, and we warm up with one that doesn't have yodel in it, and it does actually mention a couple of old-time gospel tunes, and that's as close as we come. And this first song is something that my sister Lucinda wrote. It's called Family Harmony.
Music kept the harmony
Thank you. We're going to start the yodeling now, but I have to give my sister a pick first.
No pockets.
This one's a duet. It's my mom, Elroy, and my sister, Bettina, and it's called Swiss Lullaby.
When he sings lullaby, hide a lullaby in Swiss means I love you. Hide a lullaby, or a lullaby means I love you too. When he sings lullaby, hide a lullaby under a blanket of blue. Holy, oh, lullaby, wee-do-dee-oh, howdy-do-lay.
Here. Were you hearing it out there?
No. I didn't think it was on.
We don't have the auto harp.
Can we do anything about that?
But oh, not too close. I can't.
She still has to play it.
Yeah. Strum some. See if it works.
Okay.
Okay.
So we did it Acapulco.
It was good, though. This next one is the one my sister Lucinda learned to yodel on. It's called Moonlight Swiss Chalet. Thank you.
Thank
Emily,
you.
Would you care to join us? I'm going to bring up my daughter Emily now to help us with this next one. It's one you've probably heard of called Cowboy Sweetheart, but when my mother and her sisters were young, it was wartime, and they dated nothing but submarine sailors, so they rewrote the words. And that's what I got used to hearing with Sailor Sweetheart. So we'll do a little bit of Cowboy Sweetheart and a little bit of Sailor Sweetheart.
I want to be a cowboy sweetheart. I want to learn to rope and to ride. I want to ride o'er the plains and deserts out west of the Great Divide. I want to hear the coyotes howling as the sun sinks in the west. I want to be a
wide old pane going at a run. I want to feel the wind in my face. A thousand miles from those city lights, going at a cowhand's pace. I want to saddle my horse neath the western sky with the silvery moon above. I want to strum my guitar and yodel O.T. That's the kind of life I love. Yodel O.T.
Now, this is actually two songs, but the first one's so short we put them together. We'll put you to sleep with a lullaby, and then we'll do He Taught Me to Yodel that should wake you back up.
Sleep, baby, sleep. Close your bright eyes while tender lullabies. Holy, 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 holy.
I went across to Switzerland where all the yodelers be to try to learn to yodel and go yodel-y-lodee. I met up with a Swiss boy, he was handsome as could be. I'll teach you all to yodel just like he taught it to me. He taught me to yodel, yodel-y-dee-ay-dee, yodel-y-dee-ay-dee, yodel-y-dee. This is how to yodel, yodel-y-dee-ay-dee, yodel-y-dee, yodel-y-dee. Ole, ole, yodely lodi, ate yodely lodi, yodelody. Ole, ole, yodely lodi, ate yodely lay, yodely lodi.
Well, this lad up in the mountains was a tall and handsome Swiss. He taught me how to yodel and he taught me how to kiss. He taught me how to cuddle in that good old mountain way. We did our loving on a mountain, yodeling all the way. He taught me to yodel, yodel-y-dee-ay-dee, yodel-y-dee-ay-dee, yodel-y-dee.
this is how to yodel. Yodel-a-dee-a-dee, yodel-a-dee-a-dee. Ole, ole, yodel-a-dee-a-dee, yodel-a-dee-a-dee.
Now I'm gonna teach you all the yodel just like me. It's easy while you're singing to go your little lady. First you take a deep breath, then an exhale, 1, 2, 3. And you will hear your yodel if you listen close to me. This is how to yodel. Yodel-a-dee-a-dee, yodel-a-dee-a-dee, yodel-a-dee. This is how to yodel. Yodel-a-dee-a-dee, yodel-a-dee, yodel-a-dee. Ole, ole, yodel-a-dee-a-dee, yodel-a-dee.
No tapes.
Okay. We're working on that. We really hope to have them by next year. We really
okay.
do. We say this
a few
every
more
year,
minutes. Right? We've had a request from someone in the audience who could be related to us to do Chicken in the Pot, which is one that Lucinda wrote. You remember that one, right?
I don't know. It's hard to remember your own songs in this kind of heat.
It is.
I can still remember when I was just a kid, sitting around watching Mama, wishing I could do what she did. I'd ask her what she was fixing, she'd just look at me and smile and say, I never know till it's done, honey, I'll tell you after a while.
Throw another chicken in the pot, come and get it while it's hot. We never had much money, but we had the stars above. We had the finer things, we had the love.
Well, my mama was just a young thing when the doctor took her hand. He said my daddy was ailing, but she took it like a man. She said, don't worry, doctor, the Lord will see us through. We've got 8 hungry mouths to feed, but I know just what I'll do.
Throw another chicken in the pot, come and get it while it's hot. We never had much money, but we had the stars above. We had the finer things, we had the love.
Well, you know, we spent our childhood tramping through the woods, learning Mother Nature and how she was so good, and how there's always someone who's hurting more than you. 'Cause my mom and my dad would give all that they had so you could have some too.
Throw another chicken in the pot, come and get it while it's hot. We never had much money, but we had the stars above. We had the finer things, had the love. Yes, we had the finer things. We had the
We're going to wrap it up now with a song my sister Bettina wrote, and it's about all of the fun that we have had doing this for more than 20 years, coming to White Springs. And it is called White Springs Yodel, and Emily has to help us with this one, too.
This is where we get into some five-part harmony here.
Beneath the tower, under the Florida sky, we come together for some family harmony.
Harmony.
We bring our music.
We bring our music.
Your
musical soul.
And they will feel our hearts from Georgia to the Keys.
Adi-da-lay, adi-da-loo.
There we go. A big round of applause for the Makeley family. Five-part harmony and yodeling like you ain't seen in a while. And ladies, before next year, get us a tape. People are dying for copies of that music, so get us a tape before next year. A CD will work, too. All right, everybody, we're delighted to see all of you. Crowd's getting bigger, the sun's getting out. You're going to start getting a little sunburn like certain other people around here have had sunburn.